Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. It is Tuesday on this program. You know what that means. Tonight is NXT. We'll tell you about that show, what's coming up. We actually have a lineup for the show, by the way. And that, of course, comes on the heels of NXT producer Scotty Too Hotty announcing he asked for his release. Because he always told himself he didn't ever want to do a job just for the money. And that's where he is right now. Holy smokes, what a burial of NXT 2.0. But obviously the top story when we come back from the break is the story of Seth Rollins, who was attacked by a fan on Monday Night Raw last night. We've got a lot of information on that, name of the fan, the fallout to this situation, reaction online to Seth Rollins, and plenty more. So that'll be the top story. And also the whole story of Monday Night Raw. Are you guys all happy? Everybody that was so excited about this egg storyline? All you did yesterday on the chat was talk about this egg. Are you excited about how it paid off? Were you expecting otherwise? The story of Raw was that an egg was missing. And the egg was found. And the person who had stolen the egg fought Big E for the title and lost. That was the whole story of Raw. The show was lame. Follow-up to Survivor Series. I don't know if it's going to hit a record low because it was the follow-up to Survivor Series, but certainly, literally nothing you need to go out of your way to watch on that show. Even if you were into the egg, there's nothing you need to watch on this show. So we'll tell you about that. As well as Bray Wyatt, the former Bray Wyatt, his first post-WWE appearance has been named. We have the ratings for SmackDown and AEW Rampage. Lots of stuff to get into here today. Brian Malonis will join us in the final segment of the show. We got lots to talk to him about. You may text us today, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything's 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Seth Rollins' attacker has been identified and charged following the incident that took place on Monday's Raw at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. New York Police Department spokesman told ESPN the fan that attacked Rollins, 24-year-old Eliza Spencer. Spencer is being charged with attempted assault, attempted violation of arts and cultural affairs. Attempted? That was flat-out assault. TMZ noted Spencer is due in court for a hearing on the matter next month. So what happened was Seth Rollins did this angle with Finn Balor. They had a big brawl. Seth stomped him, laid him out. Seth starts heading to the back, and this bloke jumped the rail, and he just started sprinting. And he hit Seth, just ran him over. Seth grabs him in a front face lock on the ground. The dude pops his head out, starts pulling on Seth's hair. Seth slips out between his legs. Bunch of, like, the WWE officials ran down to break it up. I don't even know where security was for a while. But luckily, the normal backstage geeks that break up fake fights, they were there to break up the real fight. The announcers, you actually see on television this fan run him over, and the announcers start freaking out about it, and then they're immediately told to shut up. And they cut away, and the announcers start talking about, I sure hope Finn Balor's all right. And then they cut back to Seth Rollins on the stage, and he's got blood coming out of his mouth. He goes, that all you got? And blows a kiss to Finn Balor, and then he walks away. So that's what happened. And obviously this bloke is going to be charged, and hopefully they throw the book at the guy. I saw a lot of really stupid stuff on the internet last night, including by, of all people, Chavo Guerrero Jr., who tweeted something like, remember when the wrestlers were tougher than the fans? Literally, you can't write anything dumber than that. I mean, I saw a lot of dumb things written by fans, but you know how fans are. Everybody's a tough guy when they watch the thing happen on television. But I mean, Chavo Guerrero, he should know better than to write something that stupid. saw people talking about how Seth looked weak and blah, blah, blah. Let me explain something to all you. I hate to use this term, but some of you deserve it today. Bunch of keyboard warriors.
Oh.
First off, you ever seen a real fight in, like, UFC? And you have these two guys, and they stand in front of each other, and they bite down on their mouthpiece, and they just start throwing hands. And they're punching each other right in the face from, like, right here, and nobody goes down. You've all seen that. You ever seen the UFC fight where the dude maybe does a spin or whatever, and he gets clipped, he didn't know it was coming, and he's out? Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but these wrestlers, they take a lot of big bumps. They take giant superplexes. They got dropped on their heads or whatever. You can get rear-ended by somebody going 10 miles an hour, and you're messed up for years. Because there's a difference between expecting something and being blindsided by it. This bloke blindsided Seth. I mean, he flew in out of nowhere and did like a pounce, and Seth goes flying. Dude, Seth could have been very seriously injured by this, but he wasn't. What's the first thing he does? He grabs basically an arm in guillotine on the ground. Seth is not a trained MMA fighter. No one who is not a trained fighter, trained in jiu-jitsu or whatever, you're not going to choke a guy out with an arm in guillotine. But he held the guy. And if he'd put his legs around him, if he put him in the guard, he probably would have held him there until all those blokes came out. But he just grabbed his head, and so this giant dude stands up and his head pops out. He grabs Seth by the hair. Seth was in control of the situation. He got out. All the geeks came by and took care of this dude, and Seth was right back in character. Seth did nothing wrong. Nothing wrong in this situation. Now, that's my opinion. Is a certified first-degree black belt in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu under Pedro Sauer. But you know who's not any of those things? Vince McMahon. Now, there's a chance that Vince is going to look at this footage and go, "Oh, this guy was on the bottom the whole time. Should have taken his fan out. He should have just punched him in the face." Because, you know, Vince is a street fighter. "I would have just punched him in the face. Would have knocked him out with one shot. What's he grabbing his head for?" You guys know how Vince is. I hope that this does not end up with, like, subconscious ramifications with Vince, where now I can't push this guy as a champ because his fan was on top of him. But, you know, Vince is out of his mind. Fancies himself a big, tough street fighter. So, hopefully this is not the end result of all of this. But if you're one of these nerds on the internet that's watching this going, "Ah, Seth is so weak. Ah, Seth looked horrible." I got three words for you. Get a life! I hate seeing this stupid stuff on the internet. Everyone's a tough guy on the internet till they get blindsided by this giant dude in the middle of a show on the ramp.
Oh. Everybody's,
you know what I would have done? I would have done this. Oh, Sarah.
Everybody talks about that here. For everything, you know, no matter what it is, let alone something like this when it happens. And what you didn't really sell was the fact that this guy had a running start. You said it was like a pounce. This guy had
That's what I said. He went running and pounced this guy.
I say, for those who didn't see it, I mean, like, out of the wings, and Seth was looking the other way and got hit. This was not like he was walking and this guy was straight up and challenged him and then took him down. The guy was a lot bigger than Seth, came out of nowhere, barreled him over. Like you mentioned, Seth was in control of the situation, actually got a couple of kicks to the guy's head when he was on the ground, when security was, you know, getting the guy off of him. There's nothing. Seth was not weak, didn't look weak. That's just silly. Now, security looked weak. That was absolutely an embarrassment, and for a... You know, it's not like they haven't had an issue with security at Barclays before, the Bret Hart one being the most glaring example of something that has happened there. But everybody was at you got to take this situation, and the only thing you can do is find the silver lining in it, and that is make it a positive by hemming up your security, because obviously there was a big gaping hole for this guy to literally hop the rail and run through and do this on national TV. You know, these things can be end up being a lot worse. And I'm not, you know, the whole deal with how security should treat somebody at this point, you know, WWE is a big corporate place. So this fan getting stomped out, you know, isn't going to happen. You know,
well, here's the thing, because I've seen a lot of that. OK, the laws in every state are different. This took place at the Barclays Center in New York, okay? If Seth felt that he was in danger in New York State, and I'm not advocating this, I'm just telling you, he could have killed this dude, and he ain't going away, okay? The laws are different in every state, but in New York, there's self-defense laws. If you feel that your life is in danger, I mean, you can use deadly force to protect yourself in New York. So I'm not advocating anything like that, but people are going, oh, if Seth would have choked him out. And people aren't even talking about killing him. They're like, if he would have just choked him unconscious, like, there'd be a lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. Actually, no, there would. No, I mean, no. The guy could try, but yeah. I mean, this is
the
New
guy
York
jumping
State.
Into your realm. You don't know what that man's going to do. He could be doing
what he
harm
has.
To you.
Could have a knife,
period.
Could have a gun.
Right.
It would be up to the defense to prove that Seth did not believe that his life were in danger. Good luck with that when this guy comes flying in and tackles you on national television and is all over you. Yeah. I mean, that guy wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Me personally, if the person was drunk, like a drunk functioning adult, well, if, you know, as much as a drunk can function, they should be stomped out. Like, and that would be Mike's justice. Now, that is not going to happen, but that would be me. Now, there are people with special needs who have, like, you get over exuberant, things happen with people, but like, this is like any sporting event or anything. Like, I'm not saying that I'm for stomping people's faces in, but if it does happen, if you do something like this, my feelings aren't going to be hurt.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Listen, I got one more thing I got to say. And I want to make it clear, I am not saying that security did a good job, okay? They did a bad job. However.
Yeah, they did.
However. The real issue with security to me is after Seth was tackled, they were still nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
But I've seen a lot of people going, oh, they should have caught him while he was still running. Okay, listen. I've seen a million UFC fights where there is, like, without any question, a late stoppage. Like, this guy's getting killed for, like, 2 minutes, and the announcers are screaming or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I've also seen a lot of finishes that it may, you know, you see it, and then the announcers are going, you know, that might have been a little late. Then they show 40 replays. And by the 40th replay, you're like, hey, we need to fire that ref. My God, how? That's the point. You saw 40 replays, okay? And here's why I know this. I didn't know what happened last night. I was putting my kids to bed. So I open up my phone to Twitter. And, of course, the first thing I see is a GIF. I don't even know what it is. And the GIF is this bloke just goes running and he wipes out Seth. And like the very first time I saw it, I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what was going on. And like it took forever for my brain to even process what had happened. Because in real life, in the moment, that guy goes running. And first your brain has to go, what is happening? Then your brain has to go, who is that? By the time your brain's done all this, Seth is already wiped out. Then your brain goes, I need to take this guy out. That's where security's brain wasn't working. But I do not fault security for, oh, they should have caught him while he was still running. Bro,
I
in
do.
The moment, boom.
I do. Here's
no,
why.
There's
That's
not.
That's the job of security, Brian, period.
Okay,
That's
stop. It. Let me ask you a question.
No, look, this happens in sports. I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. It absolutely happens. You see a guy that makes their way onto a football field or a guy that makes their way onto a baseball field, soccer pitch, it happens. But it's the fault of security, bottom line, because that's what they are there to prevent. Was it a breakdown of WWE security and Barclays security? Was it a Barclays security issue? Whatever the issue was, yes, at the end of the day, it was the fault of security. Now, the only thing you can do is take from this, learn from this, and try to fix whatever it was, whatever gaffes happened that let this occur. But, yeah, it absolutely, positively,
okay.
100% is the fault of security.
This is what everyone doesn't understand about the rail hopping, okay? There's 10,000 people in the building. Actually, I don't think there were 10,000 last night. But even, let's say there's 5,000, 7,000 people in the building. You got 7,000 security guards? You got 7,000 guys to line that rail when somebody jumps the rail? Bro, a guy jumps the rail from the front row and he's in the ring before anybody gets him because there is not a row of security around the ring. There's four security guys in the corners at ringside. So somebody jumps that rail and they're in the ring before you can even get to them.
That's right. That's
this
why
was way back by the ramp.
Get sued.
This
That's
was
why these
way back.
Happen. The venues. And
can
the
I continue real quick? This
why?
Was way back by the ramp. There's a line of fans all the way across the back there by the stage.
Yes, it happens.
You would need 300 security guys to make sure that nobody could get over that rail. Now, should they have been there by the time that he got tackled? Absolutely, but they weren't. That was the problem. Not. Oh, the moment the guy jumps the rail, there should have been 14 security guys that just happened to be right where he was sitting, waiting for this guy to jump the rail. They're not there in time. They were back there. There are security guards. How many security guards do you want to hire for a pro wrestling show where, like, once every 3 years some jumps the rail? How many security guards are you going to have there? You can't have enough to watch every single crazy person. It's impossible. You can't. Even at ringside, there's only like four security guys in the corners. Blokes still get in the ring by the time they're there.
Somebody needs to be watching you right now the way you sound. Look, the bottom line is there's never going to be as many security guards as you need for as many fans as in any event. You actually have to rely on people being human beings and rational and normal and orderly. But bottom line is, if something would have happened, then the security is liable, the building is liable. That's how that works. Unfortunately, that's how that works. And we see it with concerts where we have issues and all that sort of stuff. It is unfortunate that these things happen. I wish they wouldn't. And yes, security has got a rough job. No people in security.
They do have enough
rough.
You know why? You know why else their job's rough? Because if you were a security guard, Mike, okay?
Oh God!
No, just listen.
Go ahead.
Where's your local arena?
I guess closest one, a big one.
Whatever, a show that a place WWE would run.
We're in Salisbury.
Okay,
yeah, that'd be close.
So let's say that they go, you know, we need some security guards. Semp will pay you $2,000 to be a security guard tonight. You go, okay. You go to the arena. They show you where you're going to stand. You think that, like, the writers are going to come up to you before the show and go, okay, there's 9 run-ins tonight, okay?
You're taking stuff away from them. I'm not arguing
and
any
who
of
they
this
are.
Nonsense because this is all nonsense.
They
arguments.
Had no idea this guy
this
came on the
with
ramp.
Somebody, that's fine, but
they had
I just
no
said
idea it was a
security
fan.
Is liable. That is all I said. Yes, they are ultimately responsible. Then you want to take this and take this all these other ways as to why, you know, security's at a disadvantage. You're right, Brian. All of these things you're saying are right, but the bottom line is security is still liable for what happens in letting somebody get through. That's all I said. You can say beat on this and try to direct it towards me. If you want to have these arguments with other people on your timeline or to express this to other people that may want to call in and debate you about it, that's okay. But the bottom line is security is still supposed to be the ones who are securing the wrestlers in their environment of work.
I'm arguing exactly one thing with you, Mike, and that was that, oh, security's so horrible because they didn't get him the second he started running.
I didn't argue that.
Yeah, you
did.
You said they should have stopped him when he was running.
I did not argue that. And say
you
they did a bad job.
They should have
period.
Stopped him
I didn't
running.
Say that. I didn't say that. You're projecting it.
I'm going to go back during the break, and I'm going to
find. Ahead.
I said everybody thought that they should have stopped the guy, and you said they should have. They should have stopped him running. So your exact words. If you want to change it now, go for it.
Oh my God.
Good thing the show's recorded on audio and video.
Oh yeah.
Hey, listen, we got a guest coming up next, so I'm going to just talk about
thank
one other thing.
God.
I'm not going to review this stupid Raw.
Sucked. Show sucked.
You idiot.
Just say it.
Chat.
Say it.
I'm going to talk about one thing, and that's your stupid egg, which is even dumber than an argument we just had. So here's all of you yesterday. Oh, I can't wait to find out about this egg. Oh, the egg is so over. Oh, the egg this, the egg that.
Who are these people?
Here's what they did, everybody. The show opened, and Vince said, I want my egg back. Sonya and Adam Pearce said, we don't know where your egg is. Finn said, if that egg's not back by the end of the night, you're both fired. Then they go, oh, you know what? We actually have security footage. He said, well, what was it? They said, it's blurry. It was a bare chest and legs. This leads Vince to say, might have been a woman. Which you would think if you saw security footage of a bare chest, like you'd know whether it was a man or a woman. But so then he says, well, I'm going to give up a big reward if they bring back this egg, this $100 million egg. I'll give him a monetary reward, or I'll give him a shot at Big E. Like, you stole an egg worth $100 million. Are you going to bring it back for a shot at Big E? So they
Wait,
go.
Does a woman get that shot, too? That was never determined.
No, that was the monetary reward. Hmm. So everyone's looking for this stupid egg. Then Sami Zayn shows up. Sami says, I know who stole the egg.
Who was it?
I'm not 100% sure.
Get out of here, Sami.
Actually, you know what? I am 100% sure. But he's not here. Vince says,
get him to me.
Because there's a reward if you find the guy that finds the egg. So they bring in Austin Theory. And Austin Theory admits, I stole the egg. But I didn't mean to steal the egg, he says. I tried to take a selfie with the egg. But then I got scared, and there was so much security everywhere. Which is ironic. So I fled with the egg. And that's why it got stolen.
Past security.
And Vince said, "You ought to take a selfie with the egg." And Austin Theory holds up his phone. He goes, "See, here's a selfie right here." He just goes, "Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop all charges." Sammy's like, "What?" Vince goes, "He reminds me a lot of myself. You know, he's got big muscles, young looking, street fighter." So Vince says he's dropping charges. He's going to give this. You know, they always go, "We want to push young talent. We want to hire young women. We're just going to job them out, but we want them." Well, we've got Austin Theory here, a young man. So they're going to push him by putting in the main event where he loses to Bobby Lashley clean in the middle in about 10 minutes after he's distracted by two idiots yelling at each other outside. That's the story, everybody. That's the whole story of the egg. So I hope you're happy that you got such a wonderful... I hope you watched all 3 hours, including commercials, for that egg payoff. All of you that were talking yesterday about how cool this egg storyline was, well, I hope you enjoyed it. I actually hope you suffered watching it. Stupid. And you know what's the funniest about it? It was a tie-in for that Red Whatever movie. I don't even know what the name of the movie is, but like in none of these segments did they plug the movie. They just did a stupid storyline with an egg. Waste of time. Hope Netflix is thrilled.
I don't know if you have enough gravel in your Vince voice anymore. He was, and I know I'm hard of hearing now at this point, but like, my God, the grumble was, it was extra low. You know, there was very few times where he actually showed some life in that
voice. Oh, that reminds me,
voice.
Mike. Yes. I didn't even tell the punchline.
What's that?
So Sammy goes, "I thought I was going to get the title shot because I brought the guy here." And Vince goes, "Shut up!
I don't like snitches."
That's the payoff. He asked for a snitch and he doesn't like snitches. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
"5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, with plans starting at just $35 a month and no contract. Plus, get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary."
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise,
We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Brian Malonis is joining us here today, maybe by video, maybe not, doesn't matter one way or the other. We got a lot to talk about here today. Mr. Malonis, how you doing? Now we lost his audio on top of everything else.
Got to hit on mute.
Yeah, Brian, are you there? Is that you I hear or him? I hear him. I don't know why I don't have audio. Brian. Shuffling around with something over there.
Uh-oh.
It's compelling radio. But we're going to keep it going here for a moment.
That's why you need the 5G backup.
Yeah.
Unless you have Comcast, when that junk don't work anyway. I know it.
Let's see here. We can't hear you.
As that happens, Jason Garrett fired today from the New York Giants as their offensive coordinator.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Brian can actually chime in on that a little bit.
Well, as we wait for Brian to jump back in here, I can hear him, but he can't hear me. We're gonna note that Scotty Too Hotty is departing WWE. He posted a statement on Tuesday announcing that he's requested his release from WWE. He had worked in his role in NXT since joining the coaching staff in 2016. Garland noted that he's always promised himself that he would never be a part of something solely for the paycheck. You know that feeling, Mike. And that was where he was currently at. Today I've asked for my release from World Wrestling Entertainment. 30 years ago, I stepped into a WWE ring for the first time. I have lived my dream 100 times over. Some of my most special memories will always be from the last 5 years working with NXT. Black and gold brand was something special I am proud to have been a small part of, Garland wrote.
Oh, man, I hope for
what
the
a burial.
Music on the outro right there, we can have banging it, the too cold, too hot, wherever the hell they were. Or was it too much, and then they became too cool, right?
They did become too cool, that's right. I'm going to try and connect to Malonis again here. We got a lot to talk about. Hey, Brian, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Now, there we are. I don't know what the hell happened there. Whatever happened, don't do it again. I don't know if you're trying to put the video up or whatever.
I was sitting here.
Yeah, we could hear you shuffling around, but you couldn't hear us. It was a problem.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Just got back from Disney World, so, you know.
I saw that. I saw pictures of you, and you were there with I guess his name is Ivar now.
Yeah, the former handsome Johnny.
Yeah,
now Ivar.
Hansen. Yeah. It was Hansen, right?
yeah. I mean, I go way back with him, so I mean,
guess
we're
that's
talking,
true.
You know, handsome Johnny, pre beard, pre everything. You know.
Well, the thing with I'm old. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm old enough that I remember there was a young band of youngsters, and they were called Hansen. It was like the Young Bucks of music, and I just remember, like, every time I saw Hanson, that's all I could think about was the band. It was.
I think he was going more for, you know, Stan Hansen kind of tie-in, but
say
you know,
Sweet Hansen maybe even.
But I think he spelled it like the band. That was a problem. I don't think he spelled it Hansen. I think it was with an O.
It was with an O.
Oh, see, that was a problem.
I mean, if you see old pictures of him, he may, you know, he could look like the older lost Hansen brother. So,
well, hey, you know, I also, since you mentioned that trip, you were there, and I also saw you there with one Tommaso Ciampa. You guys were enjoying a day at Disney World, and he put you over, and he said you were the best big man he'd ever been in the ring with. Is that true?
I mean, who am I to question the?
Well, you're the
NXT
guy.
Champion,
you're the guy he was talking you know? About. You're the perfect person to ask.
Well, I'm, who am I to question? If he says it, it's got to be true. No, I mean, I've had a lot of good matches with him over the years. And I mean, I literally known Tommaso since the first day he started training. You know, we came up together, so that meant a lot for me for him to, you know, to say that. You know, I definitely have confidence in my ability, and coming from him, and you know, knowing how good he is and how serious he takes the craft. You know, I don't know how well you know Tommaso, but he's not the type of guy who's just going to say something to be nice. You know, like he's not just going to say that because he's my friend. And it meant a lot for me. And the compliment meant a lot to me that he said that.
You know, you and Beer City, my kind of team, two big giant dudes that just beat the hell out of each other. And he's a super nice guy as well, so I think that you two were a match made in heaven, really.
I mean, I think so. I mean, and I have all my teeth. He doesn't. So, I mean, I think we match up there. You know, it's kind of the opposites thing. I mean, I've always called myself, too, the heartthrob of the bouncers. So, you know, I love teaming with Bruiser. We hit it off real quick. Even before we started teaming with each other in Ring of Honor, we hit it off quick, sort of behind the scenes. So, and that helped our chemistry from the beginning. So it's definitely been a fun partnership for me.
You know, I got to rewind back to, you know, you being the best big man and somebody saying, if they're in the ring with you, this is the best big man I've ever been next to. Did Vince McMahon say that to you? Because I saw that tweet about a week ago where you just mentioned to Vince, hey, remember me, and we were standing next to him as he raised your hand in glory. Number one, explain how Vince McMahon would actually be on an indie show that was not USWA. And two, what was all that about? Just what was going on there?
Yeah, so this was for Chaotic Wrestling. I think this was like 2007. John Cena's dad was tied in with our promotion. So I know John's brother, I believe, is like a police officer in like Newbury, Massachusetts. And this is basically a fundraiser for, like that police association. So they got John involved, and nobody knew, with the exception, I know that obviously John knew, and I think his dad might've known. I think the owner of Chaotic, Jamie, might've known that Vince was going to be there, but none of us knew. So kind of laying out the match, it was me versus Ric Fuller of WCW fame.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I was defending the Chaotic Wrestling Championship against Rick, and John Cena was the ref. And John really laid out, like, the entire finish of the match, like, step by step, which it didn't strike me as weird at the time he was doing it, because, like, hey, he's the WWE champion. He was obviously going to want to have input on the match. But then just the way it all laid out, you know, it ended up with like all of us laid out and all of us down. And I see somebody get in the ring and I kind of turn around and it's Vince McMahon. Like, I don't even remember what I was supposed to do. I was supposed to go into like another spot, and there's Vince McMahon in the ring and I don't know what to do. So he comes over to me, he asks me if I was the heel or the baby face. And I go, I'm the heel. So he grabs my hand and raises it. And I don't even know what to do. I'm not even playing it off as cool. Like, my mouth is like hitting the floor because this feels some sort of like weird, like fever dream at this point. Like, this obviously can't be real. And I go, what's next? And he goes, I'm going to slap Cena. I'm taking the FU and I'm getting the hell out of here. And I said, okay. And that's exactly how it went down. So, I had no clue it was going to happen. And I just kind of turned around and he's in the ring. So, yeah.
He may have been an indirect write-off on his taxes that year for whatever the appearance was for him to get him to go there.
Holy smokes!
Yeah, I mean, the ironic thing is, like, I was booked for extra work like 2 weeks later, and this was in Boston, Mass, at the TD Garden, and so I just had in my mind I was going to be like, I'm going to talk to Vince, like, I'm going to do it, like, I have an in to talk to Vince McMahon, so I'm just going to take it. So there's just like this, and I don't know if you guys ever been there. There's this one hallway you have to sort of pass through to get out to the parking lot, like the backstage parking lot. So I just kind of camp out there towards the end of Raw. And then here comes Vince walking down, and I kind of stopped him. And I said, Mr. McMahon, I don't know if you remember me. I was in the ring with you at the independent show a couple of weeks ago. And he kind of looks at me and cocks his head. And I go, I just want to say thank you. That really meant a lot. It was really cool. And he just kind of looks at me, takes a second, and goes, oh, well, you're welcome. Now he walked off, normal. But in my mind,
he strutted away.
He strutted like the whole exaggerated Vince McMahon walk that everybody mimics and stuff. But so that's my brush with Vince McMahon. I felt like that was an endorsement. When you called Brian, I thought it was going to be him calling, responding to my tweet, but I think he may have misplaced my number. So.
Well, he's been busy looking for an egg.
Yeah, that's true.
So he really hasn't had time to text. Except in every segment, he is texting people, so maybe he's got a long list of people he needs to respond to, and he's going to get to you.
That could be true.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm on the list.
You know what's funny is I have talked to people who work for WWE, and they work there for like seemingly a long time, and then they end up being released or whatever. And then they go, I never met Vince once. And meanwhile, you woke up from a spot and there he was in the ring, raising your hand.
Yeah, I mean, the irony of that is not lost on me. And the fact that I got to essentially perform in the ring the only spot I ever did, I've booked a lot for extra talent, but the only time they ever actually used me, I was a druid one time. And I am the most obvious druid of all time. I'm the only one who could probably ever verify that I was indeed a druid. Having never really worked there, though, to say I got to perform in the same ring at the same time with Vince McMahon and John Cena, who was at the time the WWE champ, not a bad feather in the cap, I suppose.
No.
Yeah, waking up to Vince in there is a lot better than like waking up and rolling over, and then you got like Rikishi's cheeks right there, and then now you're gonna supposed to take that.
Oh, so. Mike, please.
Well, I mean, hey, now did you think you were knocked out for a second, like when you came to and like Vince is there? Did you think, okay, like I'm dead, like that something must have happened here?
I didn't know.
Yeah, did you think you went up or down when that happened?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I didn't know what to think. I just was like, I mean, I'm glad he came and talked to me, because I probably would have just sat there and stared at him, had he not said something to me, because who thinks they're going to, on an independent wrestling show in front of, and it was a good crowd for an independent wrestling show, it was like 1,200 people or something, and, at that point, probably the biggest crowd I'd ever worked in front of, but I'm certainly not going to think I'm going to turn around in the ring and, there's the, owner of WWE, in the ring. So it was a wild experience. I definitely thought I had clearly sustained some sort of head injury or something. And, this is not really happening. It's funny. I've had people say that the photo, the picture or the video comes up every so often. And, of course, I throw it out there because why wouldn't I? But I've had people go, oh, it's Photoshopped. I'm like, I swear to you, it's not Photoshopped. That's as real as it gets.
So we spent the entire time here talking about selfies. And we got 2 minutes left in this particular segment, Brian. So what does the future hold with what's going on with the Ring of Honor? What are your plans?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm just going to make the most of, what we have left to come with Ring of Honor. I'm grateful for the time I have, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to roll. I don't know where I'm going to end up. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've talked to different companies and different people. So, we'll see what happens in 2022. Right now I'm getting ready to, eat some Thanksgiving turkey, though.
I have heard from folks that they are working towards 2022. Like, this is not some story they've told, but then the company is dead. I mean, anything could change, but it does look like they'll be back in 2022 as like a super indie. So I presume you're still willing to work dates and television tapings and everything?
Yeah, absolutely. If I were to still be available, then I would always be willing to work with Ring of Honor. I can't complain one bit. They've always treated me well, and I'm grateful for it. Turn
it up. Your dream match you haven't had yet.
Oh, I mean, Jay Lethal. That was the one I really had my eyes on in Ring of Honor, was a singles match with Jay Lethal. And, he's moved on to other companies now, but, never say never in pro wrestling, I guess. But that would definitely be one high up on my list.
All right. Stand by, everybody. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got to get this question in very quickly before we do the plugs. This week, you and Rhett Titus, pure rules match. Did you know going to the ring who was going to win?
That's an interesting question. No.
Uh-huh.
No, I did not.
Uh-huh. Awesome. I knew it. So now you guys got to go watch it. This is actually, Rhett Titus was on a while ago, and he had a similar situation. So I had to confirm if the same thing had happened to you. Very interesting.
Yeah, hey, I thought it was a rib, and it wasn't.
Well, it was, really, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yes. Let's get some plugs in here, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're a fan of mine or you're introduced to me, follow me on Twitter, @BrianMalonis, Instagram @BrianMalonisKP. If you're so inclined and you're such a big fan, you'd like a nice T-shirt, BrianMalonis.com, which is my pro wrestling tee store. I believe they're having a big sale right now as well. And if you really are a big fan of mine or just a collector of toys, I do have a wrestling buddy officially licensed through brothersgador.com, G-A-D-D-O-R. And it's quite striking, if I do say so myself.
Wow. Brothersgador.com?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of other cool buddies on there, too, but clearly I'm partial to mine. And the Bruisers is pretty good, too, so you might want to pick his up as well.
Probably not as striking, I would guess.
No, I mean I am a good looking fellow, Brian Alvarez. I'm a good looking fellow.
Yes, you are, and excellent at fantasy football, I've been told. But we are out of time, everybody. We got to wrap it up here for today. I want to thank you so much for doing the show, Brian. Best of luck with everything. We'll have you on again soon because we didn't have enough time, that's for sure. And I really appreciate it. Best of luck with everything, and of course, thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.